Chair. A meeting between meetings. September 2018. Restoring the balance. Editorial. Dear reader, our front cover picture gave the Chair team the thought of restoring the balance. Working through our 12-step program helped put some balance into my life. My old life was a seesaw between disasters, lacking any stability, chaos covered up by yet more alcohol. Today I live a different life. Things may wobble at times, but now I have a program to help me. September brings us to step 9, making amends. Sometimes a scary thing to do, facing people sober. But if we have got this far, we have 8 other steps in our toolbox now to help us, so we are progressing. Many of us have a sponsor. Our literature strongly suggests we talk through our proposed amends with our sponsor. For me, this is one of the best suggestions I've been given. It was so very helpful. Then, having worked out who we can approach and those to avoid to prevent further damage, we go to it. Cleaning up our side of the street, putting to one side other people's bad behaviour, we are taking action to sort out our own mistakes. What follows on from this? In the big book, we can read with delight the promises. We may ask ourselves, can this possibly happen to me? Well, hold on for the sober ride, which brings us so many amazing things. For me, it brought the freedom of the city where I live, enabling me to walk through the city centre without ducking in doorways or doing a dog leg to avoid someone approaching me who filled me with dread. Thanks to this fellowship and this programme, I'm a free man and I can now walk in a straight line, something for which I take great delight. Next month, step 10. We invite articles on your experience, strength and hope. This month, we're particularly looking for those on steps and traditions 11 and 12 for the November and December issues. There are many AA members who are unable to go to meetings. The housebound, some single parents with children, those in the armed services, on oil rigs, in prisons or hospitals, who rely on Chair for their meeting between meetings, and sometimes instead of one. Please take the time to write and share your experience, strength and hope with them. Whether you're a newcomer, old-timer, or just an ordinary member, we'd like to hear your story, just like at any other meeting. Not only that, but putting pen to paper can enhance your own sobriety, as well as that of the whole fellowship. You don't need to be a polished author. Spelling and grammar will all be amended if necessary. You can write just a few lines or more, up to about 1,000 words, but we do not publish poetry or obituaries. So please send your contribution, including your name and address, not for publication, to the editor, Chair, General Service Office, P.O. Box 1, 10 Toft Green, York, Y017NJ, or email aashare@gsogb.org.uk. End.